经常有人问我一件事情，说我过去在中西部东岸服侍牧会的好好的，怎么会跑到南加州，并且在一个小教会里面服侍。
Often people wonder why I moved to SoCal after only pastoring in the Midwest and East Coast to serve in a small church.
我过去的答案就是你们用爱把我跟师母吸引过来的。
I used to answer that your love attract me and my wife here.
因为你们说这个教会的特色就是爱。
Since you have said this is a church of love.
同不同意？
Haven't you?
我很同意的。
I agree.
但是发现我被骗了。
But I have been cheated.
我被骗不是因为这里没有爱，这有太多的爱感动人的故事。
Not because lack of love, since there are so many touching, loving story here.
我被骗的原因是因为原来圣经所说每一个教会都必须有爱，否则就不能够被称为是神的教会。
But according to the Bible, every church must have love, otherwise cannot be called church of love.
Yeah, 因为神就是爱，并且神也要我们彼此相爱。
Because God is love, and God commands us to love one another.
所以后来我知道，原来我能够在这里服事的真正理由，其实就是跟你们一样。
Then I know the real reason for me to serve here is the same as yours.
简单的就是说，就是神很用很奇妙的方式，把我们从各地聚在这里，为了要完成他的计划。你说同意吗？
Simply put, God miraculously attracted us from all over the world. He loved to accomplish his plans together.
但是另外一方面，我们来想看看，当我们说教会的特色应该是爱。
On the other hand, when we talk about the characteristics church is love,
是任何的一个基督教会都必须要有爱。
That every church should have love.
并且弟兄姐妹之间也能够要彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters must love one another.
爱这个字在中文圣经里面总共出现超过1000次，可见这个爱有多么的重要。
Love appears more than 1000 times in Bible. How important.
但问题是什么是爱呢？
The thing is, what is love?
你对爱的理解正不正确呢？
Do you really understand love?
假如我们对爱的认识有偏差，那么就会造成许多不必要的困扰跟麻烦。
If we misunderstood, there are many uncalled for problems ensue.
曾经有一个中年人跑到我过去服侍的教会来要钱。
There was a middle-aged woman came to my church asking for money.
我看到她醉醺醺的样子，好像刚喝完酒，然后问她，我问她为什么不去找个工作赚钱，而跑来教会要钱呢？
He seemed inebriated. I asked him why not looking for a job instead of hang out.
没想到他就理直气壮地告诉我说，你这算是教会吗？教会必须要有爱心，你如果不帮助他就是没有爱心。
Then he turned indignant, scolding me for not helping. Since church should have love, why not helping him?
我反而被他训了一顿。
So he gave me a lesson.
你猜我没有帮助他后来。
So did I help him?
你们不理我，不想知道，我不告诉你。
So I'll keep it a secret then.
好，又一个年轻人跑来这个教会，来找对象。
Another young man looking for a match in church.
就看上一个年轻漂亮的姐妹，就向她表明爱意。
And found a fair sister to show his affection.
没想到遭对方拒绝之后，恼羞成怒，跑来跟牧师告状。
He was rebuffed and came to me with anger.
他说：“你们教会这里不是彼此相爱的地方吗？为什么我得不到对方的爱？”
Asking why he couldn't be loved by this lady, since in church we are supposed to love one another.
这个误解都还容易解决。
So these were misunderstanding and easy to solve.
怕有人跑来找牧师说，牧师你必须要给爱的榜样。
What I most fear as a pastor is being asked to die for his sheep as good shepherd.
因为圣经说好牧人要为羊舍命。
Because good shepherd should die for his sheep.
但是我也不要你为我死，我只是给你机会好好表现出你的爱。所以
But I don't want you to die for me either.
你至少每周固定来我家来帮我义务干活，来表明你有爱心的行动嘛。
What about volunteers some house chore weekly? Show me some acts of love.
多年前我在电视新闻里面看到一则报道，牧师把他的肾脏捐给一位他不认识的人。哇，这个救命的新闻让我很感动。
I saw the TV news a year ago about a pastor donating his kidney to a stranger to save him. Very touching.
但是我很担心那时候被我们教会的会友看到，因为他可能因为我们教会有几个人在等那个捐赠器官的，我怕他叫我赶快去捐给他。
But I worry people will mistake organ donation for love as a pastor.
看来拥有一个健康的、正确的相爱观，对于教会来讲的确非常重要。你们说是不是？
To hold a healthy and correct view of love is quite vital for a church.
那什么是相爱呢？
So what is love one another?
也许我们对爱的理解都有偏差。
Perhaps our understandings deviate from the truth.
因此我们要根据今天的经文一起来学习什么叫做健康的相爱观。
So let's learn from the verses.
我们刚所读的经文当中可以分为三部分。第一个，相爱不仅是从神所领受的命令，更是认识真神的必然表现。
Love one another is more than command from God, but inevitable expression of knowing the true God.
好，让我们一起来读四章七到八节，预备，请。
Dear friends, let love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of love and knows God.Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
好，我们都知道每个基督徒都有领受一个叫大使命，一个叫大使命，一个叫大诫命。
So as Christian, we should know good commission and great commandment.
好，大使命是指福音遍传，那大诫命呢？彼此相爱。
Great commission is to spread the gospel to the end of the world, and great commandment is to love one another.
那在新约当中，我们唯一所受神领受神的命令呢是什么？在约翰一书三章十一节，我们一起来读。北京。好。然而，我们对命令的理解通常是比较负面、消极、被动的。
So we usually interpret command in a more negative tone.
例如我们常常对上级的规定，我们就总是存着一种比较出于无奈、不得已、不能反抗、只好遵守的这种态度，是不是？
It's how we view regulations from superior to follow, reluctantly, helplessly, since we cannot fight it, don't we?
但是圣经这里却提醒我们说，爱是从神来的。
The Bible reminds us that God, love comes from God.
那接下来就说，凡有爱心的都是由神而生的。
Everyone who loves has been born of God.
意思就是说，光是消极的去遵守命令，不会让我们成为神的儿女。
It means passively obey is not enough to be children of God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
我们若从他而生，就自然而然会有爱的特质所流露出来。
If we have been born from God, we naturally should have love overflowing from us.
正如我们常常所说的，龙生龙，凤生凤，老鼠的，哇，你们都知道。
It's the same for family legacy. Apple don't fall from the tree.
我认识几位朋友，他们是音乐世家的，他们的孩子各个音乐都很棒的。
So family of musicians eat and breathe music.
小孩除了会唱歌，还会多种乐器啊！好像音乐对他们来讲就像吃饭一样啊，好，很自然的，很简单的。
It comes naturally.
我想我们很多人都会有遇到这样的一个家庭，这个家里怎么这么简单？对他来讲，因为他的整个环境都是这样子。
Because it's the environment.
那同样，当我们圣经强调神就是爱，活出爱就应当是属神儿女最明显的特质。
In the same way, when Bible emphasizes God is love, it should be the attribute of children of God to live out love.
请各位注意哦，圣经在这里不是说在神那里有用不尽的爱，你们若缺乏爱的，可以去尽管向神支取，不是这样讲。
Mind you, Bible didn't say God has endless love. You can draw love from God as much as you like.
而是特别说明神就是爱。
But God is love.
既然神就是爱，凡从神生的若没有爱，那其他人就要怀疑，你这个人真是从神所生的吗？
If we don't have love, others may question whether we truly have been born of God.
你生的孩子完全一点都不像你，这就奇怪了吧？
So you may need DNA tests for your kids if they don't look like you.
那这段经文还有另外一个特别的强调。
There's another emphasis.
他除了说凡从神生的就会有爱心，而且必须还要能够认识神。
Besides having born of God, we should also know God.
没有爱心的就不认识神，这就奇怪了。 认识神不是要多多读圣经祷告吗？这跟爱别人有什么相关呢？
So we don't know God if we don't have love. How odd. To know God is to study Bible and pray. Anything to do with loving others?
欸，其实是有的哦。因为圣经告诉我们说，你如果不能够爱那看得见的弟兄，怎么能够去爱那看不见的神呢？
Actually it does. If we cannot love visible brothers, how can we love invisible God?
欸，所以有没有相关？
So are they related?
怎么不理我啊？有没有？
Are they related?
有，好，真正爱神而真正认识神而爱神的人，就自然而然的会去爱人，这个不需要去训练的。
A person who really knows and loves God will naturally love others without training.
这自然而然的一种发自内心的一种行动啊。
It's from the heart.
而一个不认识神的人，就算他有再大的能力去侍奉，甚至最后可能都不会得救哦。
A man does not know God, no matter how much he serves, he may not be saved.
你还记得圣经这样说，我们一起来读马太福音七章二十一到二十三节。
Matthew 7:21-23.
请。
Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on the day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name or in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly.I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
欸，奇怪了，神不是无所不知的吗？怎么会说他不认识我们呢？
Since God is omniscient, how come God doesn't know us?
简单的说，与其说我们认识神，倒不如说我们是被神所认识的，或是说我们是被神所认可的。
Instead that we say we know God, we should be recognized or known by God.
别以为说我们只要称呼主啊主啊啊，每个都上天堂了。
So those who called on God's name may not enter the kingdom of heaven.
刚刚的经文告诉我们说，我们必须要遵行天父旨意与吩咐的人。
But only those who do the will of God.
特别是彼此相爱的诫命啊。
Especially commands to love one another.
换句话说，你不管来教会多久。你的侍奉有多少？即使你有再大的能力、恩赐，哈，如能赶这个传道、赶鬼、行异能的这些这么大的恩赐，但有可能神说他不认识你。
In other words, no matter how long you have been serving in a church or how much you serve, even the ability to drive out demons, it's still possible God will not recognize you.
或者说神不认可你啊，其实是因为你仍不认识神。
Actually, you still don't know God.
为什么？
Why?
因为你没有活出神的形象，所以你跟神一点关系都没有。
If you have not lived out God's image of love, you don't have real relationship with God.
难怪哥林多前书十三章一到三节这样说。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels but not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mystery and all knowledge, if I don't have faith like a mountain, if I have not have love, I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame, but I have not love, I am nothing.
所以一个真正认识神的人就必须活出一个有爱的生命，否则他仍然不能够被称作是真正认识神的。
To really know God, you have to live a life of love.
第二方面，相爱不仅在个人单向的付出，那更是我们被爱之后一种甘心的回应。
To love one another is reciprocal after being loved, not one-way effort.
好，让我们一起来读九到十节，好不好？预备，请。
This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His only Son into the world that we might have love through Him. This is love.That we love God, but we loves us, send His only Son as atoning sacrifice for our sin.
过去我对相爱的理解是，倘若你有多余的能力去关心别人，去帮助别人，无论是以行动方式或是物质的层面去对待周围的人。
My past understanding of love was to do extra and care about people around us, either through action or materialistic level.
例如你发现有一个新朋友刚搬来这个社区很陌生的地方需要帮助。
You help a newcomer into this area.
那你也看到自己哦，有多余的时间跟精力哦，你就带他去银行开户、考驾照啊、买车子、办身份、帮他翻译、替他找工作等等。
With a time and effort to open bank account, get driver's license, buy the car, obtain legal status.
甚至可能他还有一些经济困难的，你就在你能力范围之内，你也愿意伸出援手。
Or even support him financially.
等到有一天你看到对方情况改善了。哇，你就很高兴，也感到安慰。
You feel happy and comforted when his condition improves.
而且对方有时候也为了表达感谢之恩，有时候也会送你礼物，或是请你吃饭。
Sometimes he thank you with gift or treating you to a meal.
那由于盛情难却啊，你常常我们都接受了，是不是
？And you feel compelled to accept.
因为相爱啊，彼此的互相的嘛，才叫相爱嘛。
Because love should be reciprocal.
所以有时候让对方表达爱心也无可厚非，是不是
？So it is acceptable allow others to show love.
怎么又不理我了？是不是？是。但是我告诉你，其实这不叫彼此相爱，这个叫做礼尚往来。
Actually, this is not love, but give and take.
神所期待我们的是一种以不求回报的爱。去做在那些不会有能力回报我们的人身上。
You should do something for people who cannot repay you.
当你真的爱一个人，你就不应该心中有期待，将来会得到对方的回报。
True love does not expect anything in return.
正如耶稣所做的一样，他所做的没有一件事是希望得到对方的回报。
Just like Jesus didn't expect anything in return.
但是说实在的，这种不求回报、单向的爱虽然伟大，但世界上有多少人真正能够做到呢？
How many can show this kind of great love?
我们又不是神，我们都会有自私、软弱的一面，是不是？
We're not God. We all have some form of selfishness and weakness.
如果我们仅是单向的、一直付出的，那怎么可能呢？
So there's no way for us to just give and give.One-dimensional.
可不可能？
Is it possible?
不可能啊！我同意很难的哈，但我也相信这种情况是可以改善的。
I believe we can change that.
好，一个从来没有被爱过的人，可能他不知道什么叫做爱。
In order to love, one has to be loved.
一个生长在没有被爱的环境，长大之后，他可能也不知道如何去爱人。
Otherwise, one doesn't know how.
那至于什么是爱呢？
What is love?
哦，历世历代有太多不同的定义。
So many the interpretation or definition.
我认为爱也是一种美好经验的传承，是不是
？My interpretation is a wonderful experience in life handed down to another.
知识教育程度无关。
Nothing to do education or knowledge.
你有没有爱，通常并不在乎你拿了多少的学位，读了多少书，而是你有没有经历过爱。
Regardless of diploma or degrees, it is whether you have experienced love or not.
虽然爱的传承固然好，但是我们从家庭所承受下来的这种爱，可能有时候会有偏差跟不足的，除非这个爱是从神而来。
Under this premise, the love from parents or family may be off base or deficient unless it is from God.
我们真正需要的爱，乃是神所期待我们所拥有的爱。
The love we need is the love that God desires for us.
倘若你没有经历过上帝的爱，你用你自己本性去爱人，那是不可能的。
If you haven't experienced the love of God, you can't love with just human nature.
就算你能够去爱，那也仅有限的、表面的、有条件的、短暂的层面。
Because it is limited, superficial, unconditional, temporal.
除非你能够经历神那种无限的、深远的、无条件的、永恒的爱。
Only God's love is limitless, profound, unconditional, eternal.
哥林多后书五章十四节到十五节这样
说。Second Corinthians 5:14-15.
一起来读，预备，请。
For Christ's love compels us because we're convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
换一句话说，当你被神的爱所触摸，你真的经历神的大爱之后，你就会被感动、被激励。
In other words, you're touched by love of God, really experienced it. You will be touched, encouraged to love others naturally.
自然而然的，你以后就能够去爱别人了。
So that you can love others naturally.
我们都知道圣经记载一个故事叫税吏撒该。
So tax collector Zacchaeus.
他过去是一个鱼肉乡民、人见人恨的土豪，或是油奸。
So he was a local villain, hated by all.
什么叫油奸？不要。这汉奸啊，不对啊。
So he also is a traitor among Jews.
他的工作呢，就是替罗马人搜刮民脂民膏。你说这种人怎么会有爱心
？Shaking down people's hard-earned money, how could he have love?
但是当他遇见耶稣之后，他接待耶稣之后，他就被神的爱所触摸到，之后他生命就发生了奇妙的改变。
But once he met Jesus and was touched by God's love, and his life was totally transformed.
你请注意哦。耶稣并没有告诉他、哦、你要怎么做你要怎么做。
Jesus didn't tell him how to do it.
他自己知道他就自己要怎么样回应上帝的爱。
But he knew how to respond to love of God.
首先他就宣布他把他所有的产业捐一半给穷人。
First he announced to donate half of his possessions to the poor.
过去在他的日子当中金钱可能就是他的生命啊。
Love has been all in all in his life.
如今他却能够有爱心去眷顾穷人，他在别人的需要上看见了自己的什么？我讲了好几次，爱是什么？爱就是在别人的需要上看见自己的责任。
Now that he could have love for the poor and saw the need of others as his own responsibility.
所以撒该竟然在这些穷人的需要上，他看见他自己的责任，而愿意把一半的产业都分给他们。
Donate half of his possession to the poor.
好，再来，好，再来。他说，他过去如果讹诈过谁，他就要赔偿他几倍。
Then he would make retribution four times of what he had taken by fraud.
他居然愿意公开来承认他认罪啊，并且为此付上极大的代价。
He was willing to repent in public and paid a dear price.
可能他要面对破产的光景，但是他都不在乎。
Even bankruptcy didn't faze him.
因为他已经找到他人生最重要的保障，那就是耶稣基督。
For he had found the most valuable treasure in life, Jesus Christ.
其实我过去也不懂得去爱人，只会占人的便宜。
So I know nothing about love in the past, only taking advantage of others.
我过去分享过好几次，我过去是蒙召以前是经商的，做药商的。我的成功就是把你口袋的钱骗到我的口袋里面，然后你也甘心乐意掏出来啊，这就是我的成功。
So I was a farmer rep. The goal of my life is to make money.
这也没有错嘛。
So nothing wrong about making money.
怎么会去爱别人？
So how can I love others?
上周六我们教会有吉他班的成果发表会在这里。
So last Saturday we have guitar recital.
我们听到每一位学员在这里分享他们的见证。
I heard a testimony from many students.
说他们在这里学习吉他的过程，深深的感受到被爱、被鼓励，去面对他们人生的困难。
About feeling deeply touched through the process of learning guitar, encouraged to face the challenge of life.
这些比学到吉他弹奏的技巧还要宝贵。
More precious than learning guitar techniques.
其中有一位学员就提到说，他学员所有的学员都被要求要练到手指长茧，还要脱皮。
So practice even to the skin breaks and callus.
这个要求太苛刻了。
So it's tough.
那他也提到说，牧师愿意体谅他们的吃苦不容易，就陪着他们练，然后故意让我自己的手也痛到长茧脱皮的过程，这让他们好感动。
They appreciate that I walk with them and practice also breaking my own skin and fingers peeling and calluses.
其实我自己也被自己吓到、
So I scare myself.
你知道我以前也是教过琴的。
So I taught.Guitar and piano before.
那我过去教琴的时候，我只想到我要收的学费是比外面收的更高的学费，来表明自己比别人优秀。
Before I pick and choose students of high quality and high tuition, meaning I'm better.
而且我还限制学生，我不要让自己觉得说哇，你收了很多，因为我还要做药商，所以我只还挑学生程度，让自己脸上有光啊。
So I only pick the good students.
程度太低了，我还不愿意教啊，除非有拿礼物来关说的，那是除外。
I have no interest in teaching beginner unless with bribe and gift.
真的有人灌说啊，要透过找一个比较 有名气的人，有重要的人物来灌说，他带礼物啊，哎，我会破例收的。以前是这样。
So in the past, it's through connection. It's about connection, connection, connection.
这是真的啦，不是假的，这是真的发生了。
So it's a fact.
这是我以前啊，而且我交情还要留一手，很多绝活不交的。
Also, I need not show all my cards.
那是我花多年心血琢磨出来的。
Because that's my own.
不例外，除非另外加钱。
So keep on tricks behind.
笑那么大声，那真的。
Unless they pay extra.
但是你想，我居然现在没有收半毛钱学费，而愿意倾囊相授。
No, I did not charge tuition and give it all.
而且学生程度几乎是零啊。
And also, I kept true newbies.
而且还愿意花额外的时间替他们，为他们付上代价。
And willing to pay extra price in time and effort.
耐心的去教他们。
Teaching them.
这是我恨不得把自己的手砍下来，装在他们的手上。
To the point of, I.
你说我疯了吗
？Was I crazy?
我宁愿说是神的爱，在我里面激动我。
I'd rather say it was touched by love of God.
所激励的。同样，我相信你如果被神的爱所激励，你也一定能够被神改变，去做到彼此相爱。
If you're encouraged by God's love, you were sure to love one another.
好，最后。相爱不仅是外在的真情流露，更是内心得着完全的机会。
Love one another is not only the outward display of true emotion, but opportunity to make complete inness.
好了，我们读最后两节，预备，请。
Dear friends, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
得以完全。好，我想请问各位一件事情。你们认为甜言蜜语是不是爱
？Is sweet talk love？
到底，好，这样好了，赞成是的，举手。
Raise your hand if you say yes。
好，你认为不是的，你举手。
Raise your hand if you say no。
那你不举手的是什么意思
？Raise your hand if you haven't raised your hand。
没听过，没听过甜言蜜语。好
，So I never heard sweet talk in my life.
有一次我主持婚礼，四班献诗两个环。
Once I officiated a wedding, choir sang a song, two circles.
歌词有一段说，爱情不是口中的甜蜜。
The lyric said, "Love is not sweet talk."
那会后有一位中年的先生跑来找我，他说，爱情就是口中的甜蜜。这是他用大半子的体会与付出惨痛的代价所学来的功课。
So afterwards, a middle-aged friend came to me and insists, "Love is sweet talk." It was his lifelong lesson learned from painful experience and understanding.
我其实很同意他的说法。
I actually agree with him.
可惜我们大部分的华人都属于那种爱你在心口难开的类型。
Most Chinese prefer love without saying or love you more than I can say.
许多传统保守的华人家庭当中，我明明知道他们夫妻非常恩爱啊，可是从来没有对对方说过一句我爱你。
In many traditional Chinese family, husband and wife loved each other so much, but never utter I love you. So you know any family like that?
还是你自己？
Your parents or yourself?
可是他们会用不同的方式来表达。
But they express love in a different way.
可是他嘴巴就是不讲。
But
那句话永远不能说出口的，可是他可以用很多的行动来表现，是不是
？Through action and many other things, but never said I love you.
是不是？怎么又不理我了？是还是不是
？Yes or no?、
好，但是呢，我发现说，我们看老美倒过来，嘴巴天天讲 I love you， 好，但事实上呢，结婚不久就另结新欢而已，离婚收场，很多啊，是不是？
On the other hand, many Americans say I love you all the time, but their marriages don't last. Most ended in divorce.
我说这种叫做爱你在口心难开的谎言。
Neither is good. I call this a lie.
这两种都不好。
Neither are good.
因为真正的相爱不单只是外在情感的表达，那更是内心真诚的态度。
True love is not just facade, but earnest attitude from within.
同不同意？
Do you agree?
正如圣经所说的，约翰一书三章十八节，我们来读。
First John 3:18. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongues, but with actions and in truth.
好，请问要不要在言语、舌头？要不要
So,
也要嘛，他没有说圣经说不要，他说不要，只在，那表示也要嘛，哈。哎，然后呢，更重要的是什么？所以相爱除了要在言语和舌头上，但更重要的是要在真实的行动上与内心的真诚上。
Love one another not only with words and tongues, but also with action and sincerity of heart.
彼得前书一章二十二节也这样
说。1 Peter 1:22.
对不起，请。
Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
你看见那个真诚了没有？我们今天很多时候，我们的爱都是表面的，不真实的。你真的爱一个爱人吗？心中没有虚假，能以真诚的去爱，否则你的爱难免都是有目的、有条件的。
Only without falsehood can we love with sincerity. Otherwise, your love will be conditional or self-centered.
例如那些长得可爱的、漂亮的啊，你就爱得下去；反正那些长得不好的哈，对你不好、有利用价值的哈，那些没有利用价值的，你爱不下去，是不是？那些敌对你的、迫害你的人呢，你更爱不下去，是不是？
You love the pretty, ugly, or those nice or valuable to you. What about those oppose or persecute you? Do you still love these?
但是耶稣做到的，
But Jesus
他不但要我们去爱仇敌，而且他也给了榜样，去为那些迫害他并钉他十字架的祷告，求天父赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
He set example to love your enemy, those who persecuted him, and pray for those nailed him to the cross, and ask Father to forget them because they did not know what they were doing.
好，当我们无法去爱那些伤害我们的人，哇，这很正常啊，但是这说明了我们内心里面的爱仍然没有得到完全。
When we are unable to love people that hurts us, it means we have not received complete love.
这时候我们需要神的内住才能改善。
So we need God to come within us.
所以刚刚我们所读的经文说，从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
We just read, no one has ever seen God, but if we love with one another, God lives in us.
当神的爱住在我们里面的时候，这个爱使我安然住在我们里面，而使我们得以享受神真实的同在。
When God lives in us, because God so loves us, then we can truly feel His presence.
即使你从来没有见过神，可是借着彼此相爱，你就可以经历神住在你的里面了。
Since you have never seen God, through loving one another, you can appreciate and experience God living in you.
而且因为当我们彼此相爱的时候，神的属性就在我们里面彰显出来，而被别人看见了。
Because when we love one another, God's character will reveal from us to others.
在这种情形之下，神当然也乐意住在我们里面，而不会向我们隐藏他自己的。
Under such circumstances, God is sure to please living in us and will not hide from us.
好，请注意，接下来又说，他说，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
Then His love is made complete in us.
是我们要爱神更完全吗？不是的，原文不是这个意思的。这句话的原文直译是指他的爱在我们里面已被完全了。
To love Him actually is His love, not about our love, or made complete.
那这里讲到说爱他的心，原文是他的爱，不是指我们的爱。
It's about His love, not our love.
得以完全呢？原文的意思是得到成全啊。
So make complete is accomplished.
原来神的爱是完全的，没有瑕疵，没有短缺的。但我们对神爱和运用的经历却有所不足。
Since God's love is complete, lacking nothing, but we are deficient in operating and experiencing God's love.
所以我们需要借着彼此相爱来逐渐加深我们对神爱的认识。
Therefore, through love one another, we can deepen our understanding of God's love.
借着我们的经验和我们不断的运用，最终得到成全的地步。
To operate and experience the complete love of God.
请问最终是谁得到好处？
Who benefits in the end?
是上帝得好处吗？
God?
是别人，我们帮助的人得好处吗？
Or the love we help?
还是我们自己？
Or ourselves?
我们自己被成全啦。
So it's about ourselves.
原来我们能够去爱彼此相爱的结果，是最后受益的还是我们自己？
When we can love one another, it benefits us ultimately.
我们岂能不去爱相爱呢？
So we need to love.
最后我们看今天全球的局势发展，目前的种种天灾人祸现象都清楚说明世界末日已经迫近了。
The signs of global development in society all point to the end of time is near.
请问这个时候最重要的是什么事？
So what is the most important thing now?
啊，赶快传福音啊，读经祷告啊，每天都灵修啊，等候神啊。
Devotional, visual, prayer, evangelism,
这些都很重要啊。
They are all important.
不是说不重要，这很重要的。但是根据圣经所说，彼得前书四章七到八节，我们一起来读好吗？
But Bible said, 1 Peter 4, 7 to 8.
请。
The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled, so that you can pray. Above all, love one another deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins.
可是我们今天看见了许多教会的乱象。有些教会仅仅在维持固定礼仪或维持教会聚会而已。
Alas, there are chaos in many churches. Some get by merely surviving in rituals and worship activities.
昨天我们教会我们在这个大会当中服事，那当然我们有上千人，很多来自不同教会的人，那就有人在后台就这个结束之后就跟我搭讪聊天。
So during the big meeting, so afterwards, some chat me up in the backstage.
他说他刚离开他的教会。
So he said he just left his church.
啊，就讲到一些的啊一些现象。
Talk about the phenomenon.
邀请他来我们教会，所以他有可能来哈，请大家预备好。
So I invite him to come to our church.
但是我发现说今天许多的教会好像没有这些爱心的故事，反而是教会里面的一些不好的见证哎。
So really, we witness love for each other instead of quarrels against each other.
我们很少看见那种彼此相爱的见证，反正那种彼此相斗的传言时有所闻。你们说是不是？你们有没有听过
？So gossip, gossip, gossip.
够强壮了哈。
So we are strong enough.
你们都没听过哎，有哈？
So we all heard about gossip.
那请问，如果再这样下去的话，我们将来如何能够见主面
？So how can we meet God in Judgment Day?
可能有人说啊，牧师啊，你别担心了、啊，这种事不会在我们教会发生的。
So don't worry, it ain't gonna happen here.
啊，当然我同意，我们教会是很有爱的。我刚才已经讲过，很有爱的。
So our church is church of love.
但是前天啊，礼拜五，今天礼拜天，前天有人专程跑来教会，我本来不讲的，后来我祷告之后还是要讲这件事情哈。他送中秋月饼给我，照理说我应该非常开心嘛哈，可是我非常难过。
So Friday, some came and gave me a box of mooncake. I was supposed to be happy, but I feel bad.
他曾经来过我们教会一阵子，后来就消失了。我以为他要再回来。
So he came to our church, then vanished. I thought he was returning.
但是他却表明说他以后不会再回来了。
But he said he will never return.
理由是他觉得在这个教会融不进来。
Because he cannot mingle.
他说这个教会弟兄姐妹的确很好。但他总是看到一组一组的人聚在那里，哇，彼此相爱，感情深厚。
So,
除了牧师跟师母的关怀之外，他每次孤单的来，又孤单的回去。
So it's a clique. He feel lonely, not able to mingle with the different clique.
他感受不到弟兄姐妹对他的爱心。
So he didn't feel our love toward him.
然后我花了很多的时间，一直替弟兄姐妹辩护，说啊，你早误会了啊，应该怎么？我没有用。
So I explained, but it's of no use.
这是我们给他造成的感觉。
But that's his impression on us.
的确，我想了一想，想了好久啊。我还想说，无论你付出多少的爱，倘若对方没有感受到，这个就不能够称作爱了。
It doesn't matter how much you did, as long as the other people didn't feel it, it doesn't count.
做妈妈的很同意哦，我做了一大堆东西要借给儿女，儿女说这不是爱。
So as parents, you know how much you did for your children. 我们也是强迫做一些对方身上强迫做的，
丈夫坐在太太或者太太坐在丈夫身上，他感觉到这不是爱，同不同意
？So action after action is not interpreted as love.
你做的爱是让对方感受到我是被爱的。
So you need to let the other party feel your love.
所以我觉得说，我们要明白每一位进来的人都是我们。 相爱的对象。
So every newcomer should be the object of our love.
请注意，打招呼不叫爱，寒暄问暖也不是。
So say hello or chatting up is not enough.
有人说，哎，我有跟他打过招呼了，是他自己不理我啊。
Well, some said I did my part.
这不叫爱，打招呼就是爱啊。
So say hello is not love.
那就算是好了，那也仅是停留在言语跟舌头上。
So just words and tongue is not actions and sincerity of heart.
也许我说今天的信徒过日子太轻松、太懒散、太随便、太自由了。
So perhaps Christian lives an easy, casual, and free-flowing life.
我们都很少注意说，原来我们有爱的责任对我们周围的人，我们就为自己活了。
So we live for ourselves.
我们也很开心，我们就很自然的聚在一起，我们表达我们所爱的人就彼此相爱，而且的确我们有相爱的见证。可是那些外面的人融不进来啊。
So you hang out with the people you like, and you think you love each other, then outsider cannot break up. And mingle into your clique.
我很喜欢保罗的提醒，虽然这句话看起来很不好。
So I have a reminder of Paul in Galatians.
我们一起来读好不好？
Chapter 5:13-15. You, my brothers, you called to be free, but don't use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep biting and devouring each other, watch out, you will be destroyed by each other. So this is a reminder. So we are a small church. We hope to have healthy growth.
活出彼此相爱的吩咐，并不受教会大小的限制，同不同意？
So it's not limited by size.
而是每一个信徒当尽的责任，同不同意？
So it's the responsibility of every believer.
愿神的话再次激励我们，让我们重新反省，立定一个心志，让我们一起用爱心互相服侍。让别人看见我们因为能够活出爱而将荣耀归给神，你们说好不好？
So may God's words encourage us again to reflect and motivate us to serve one another with love.
让我们一起立，我们来回应这首歌。
Let's all respond.
使人知道我们基督徒是因着爱。
We are a Christian by our love.